Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. Welcome to day 176. Senate Democrats revealed a $3.5 trillion plan to invest in healthcare, climate change, and more. The measure, which would include money to address climate change, expand Medicare, and fulfill other Democratic priorities, is intended to deliver on President Biden's economic proposal. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, "If we pass this, this is the most profound change to help American families in generations." Meanwhile, Vice President Harris suggested that she has discussed filibuster changes with senators. With a major voting bill stalled, the vice president told NPR that she won't negotiate changes to the Senate rules publicly, but said, "I'm certainly having conversations with folks." Moving on, Trump said whoever leaked information about his time in the White House bunker last year should be executed, according to a new book. Then-President Trump told a number of his advisors in 2020 that whoever leaked the information had committed treason and should be executed for sharing details about the episode with members of the press. Meanwhile, the White House attempted to seize Washington Post reporters' email data one day before Attorney General William Barr left office. Newly unsealed court documents shed more light on a contentious leak investigation. Back in D.C., Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he will propose the federal decriminalization of marijuana. Schumer will offer draft legislation to remove marijuana from the list of controlled substances and begin regulating and taxing it. And finally, Tennessee has abandoned its vaccine outreach to minors completely, not just for COVID-19. Tennessee has halted all outreach to minors for all vaccines amid pressure from Republican lawmakers. A state vaccine expert was also fired. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.